Here's a new rule.
Okay.
Starting today, I'm going to let you three come back here. And then after 30, 45 minutes, couple minutes, I'll walk back and we should be rolling. Can we do that?
Oh, you want to walk in and us be rolling.
Right. And you guys maybe be talking about something.
You like it better like that?
Mm-hmm.
Because you just feel.
It gives
feel.
Me something to react to. Or here's the other. Here's the other option, I think.
Okay.
Another. I can give you how great I think the Redskins are right now at the beginning of every show.
That would just be our Monday show, though.
Oh, that's true. Or how great they're going to be.
They're good right now, right? Four in a row?
They can always get better.
When I got here, when I told Chick, I said, you know, this is kind of weird because I haven't been around you when the Redskins haven't sucked.
Well, they were in the playoffs.
No.
From
no, two, like let's go 09 for the sake of this conversation to now.
I'm going to say 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Right before I moved to New Pal.
Mm-hmm.
They had won four in a row, like they were 4-2 like this.
And as soon as you moved to New Pal,
they went in the shitter, and mm-hmm. then when I moved out in 12,
yeah.
they won the East.
Really?
Yeah, that was Robert Griffin's rookie year. Coincidence?
His one and only good year.
I will strangle
no,
you.
No, I feel bad
you
for
in
the
front
guy.
Yard
I feel
with
bad
everybody
for the
else.
Guy. Is he coaching at a high school yet?
Not a bad gig.
No, it's not. But
you can get it.
I mean, that's what he should be doing.
Here's my problem.
With me or football?
Robert yes. Griffin.
Oh, okay.
He's a world class athlete. Yes.
Absolutely.
He set a world. Did he set a world record or
Stop
track?
It. Oh, and track.
He has Olympic speed. He had Olympic speed.
What happened? What did he hurt? What did he break?
Everything.
Everything.
He's just the wheels.
Turns
off.
Out he's just brittle.
Oh.
But
he needs to drink more milk.
I don't know how much he got for his rookie contract. Can you help me with that?
Probably like $8 million.
$8 million, something like that. Okay, so after taxes,
right.
$4 million.
Yeah. Because that was the first year.
For 3 years? I don't care. I don't care if you're me. You can't go through $4 million in 4 years, can you?
No.
Wait a minute.
I know you could.
$8 million per year is what I
Yeah, right?
Think it was. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
yeah,
the Browns, sure. Browns had to pick it up, all that. Okay? So I would – I don't know. Can you think what kind of drive you would have to have personally to be able to want to excel in a sport like the NFL, even though you're pretty much set for life?
Yeah, especially these guys now. I mean, these guys are making more in a year than guys generation or two ago
Absolutely.
Made in their careers. Yeah, that's going
to
be tough.
You know, that was one of the big things, I think, and Vibber can back me up on this if I start to drift a little bit. But one of the new CBA, the rookie contract, they didn't want it to get out of control because Sam Bradford was the last one.
Yep.
And he got a lot of static from veterans on the team, like you haven't had a snap yet, and you're making $25 million a year.
Are you talking about Robert? Who are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about the last time that one of the main articles tenants.
So his entry level contract
items. Okay. Okay. Go ahead. What was
he
it?
He signed a 4-year deal with the Redskins,
right?
From 12 to 16,
right?
For $21 million.
Okay, so he got all that,
right? And then.
With the Browns.
And you want to.
And then with the Browns this year, he signed a $15 million contract for 2 years.
Right. And he played.
And the signing bonus was 3.5.
And that was all guaranteed.
That.
The 3.5
no,
at least
guaranteed,
was
guaranteed. Bonus. Guaranteed is almost $7
million. Yeah, signing bonus
guaranteed.
You get, and then the guaranteed.
You give me $3 million right now. I
ever
do need
terrible
to see
things
any,
for $3 million.
No, I don't need that much money to operate.
No, I just don't know what goes on in these guys' heads that after they get that money.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know what would go on in my head.
What would go on?
If I got that money, I would say, I'm set. I'm done. But maybe it's my age. I don't know. Maybe you think?
I don't know.
I think it is age.
Would you want to still excel? Would you want to still...
Hi, how are you?
I think when you're that young, when you're 24, you have something to prove.
Yeah.
You're proving it to yourself. I think if you're 30 years old and you get that contract, it'd be a little harder.
You're seeing guys bow out quicker, like, nah, I'm going to retire.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm. they've made $10
million. The kid from San Francisco, the linebacker, and right.
Yeah, and especially if you get a Super Bowl ring, you're like, okay, what else do I have to do?
Yeah, I'm trying to go
But
see
am I weak?
Kids.
You think I'm weak? Am I weak?
You?
Am I weak feeling this way?
No.
Somebody gives me $10 million contract. I get $7 million guaranteed. That's in the bank. That's mm-hmm. if I get attacked by a bear during practice.
Well, then you can't spend your $7 million.
I get, well, I'm in the hospital for a while, but I still have my $7 million, right?
Mm-hmm. A million goes to hospital bills. You still got $6 million.
It turns out they put my foot on backwards, but I but I can't play in NFL anymore. But
and then you'd look like one of those bicycles that they put feet on and that goes around in circles.
That's what I'd have to get around. I don't know. I just don't know how they keep going. Like Kerrigan.
I hate he signed a big deal.
Who am I kidding? I love to talk about the Redskins. Yeah, he's going to sign.
And he's so going to sign a big. He still lives in an apartment.
He's
going to
sign a bigger deal.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned.
Ryan Kerrigan?
Yes.
I'm concerned he's hooked up with. I don't want to say. But
what's wrong with her? Who is it?
No, it's maybe a bad agent or something, right? I don't know.
No. Yeah, I meant agent. Yeah.
Who?
Well, I don't know. I just hope he has his best.
Oh, I thought you knew. Like, I thought you knew
Brian Schultz.
Oh.
He's a horrible agent.
Schultzy?
Yeah, Brian Schultz.
Nobody in history with the name it ended in a Y has done any good.
Really?
Hoffy?
That's IE.
Instant criminal. Oh, okay, maybe. Yeah.
You did that. So no one with the last with the ends in Y.
Hold on a second.
Smitty?
Kerrigan received a 5-year extension that pays him $11.5 million
a
year.
When did he get that? That's right.
This is in July.
Yeah, so he's hooked in.
No, yeah, a year ago.
So how many more years is he? Oh, this is great.
Another four. This is $11.5 million a year at 50. So that's $57.5 million in total with a $16 million signing bonus.
Yeah, he's set. Okay, he's a Redskin for life. He's a Redskin for life.
He played like a badass yesterday.
Yeah,
he doesn't. He's got plenty of money.
But how often, Vibs? How often? And Jason, how often do you see in the NFL?
I'm crunching numbers over here.
How often do you see in the NFL, like D-Jax, DeSean Jackson right now is in his option year, and he's playing lights out. He didn't play like this last year.
Right.
But I'm afraid that I would be that player. I would go, okay, my contract's up. I'm going to have to start trying harder.
Well, have you done it in radio?
Here's the thing about me and radio, though. I'm just so naturally...
Why couldn't
you do it?
You wanted to say it?
I wanted to say something, too, but it wasn't going to be... It wasn't going to be
as direct?
No, it wasn't going to be as polite as you put it.
Oh, okay.
Are you saying I got my feet up coasting?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying anything, is what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying by not saying anything.
Yep, okay. I'm a drink.
We're all drinking today, but Hoffy.
I got my ginger cola.
Hoffy's got his ginger cola.
Ginger cola.
Can you smell it?
It's like unlike anything you've ever had. No, but I know. I lucked out.
You didn't luck out. You have talent.
No, you know what? You know what, though?
Don't say it like that.
Tom and I were talking about last week about the Beatles. Because I have...
Stop saying things that make me laugh.
No, this... This is off the air because I heard a Beatles song that I had not, honestly, I had not heard before. I heard it and I thought,
Yellow Brick Road?
Fuck, that's a great song.
Let It Be.
And then I heard another Beatles song and I thought,
Yellow Brick Road, that's not
fuck,
right.
Fuck, that's a great song too. And I'd really never heard it.
Stop it.
So then Tom went with, well, you know.
You understand.
Being an idiot. You'd understand. I have trouble with words and put them one after the other. The Beatles, and it's true. Pop culture has kind of soured the Beatles for me because it's not that I don't like the Beatles.
You don't like Beatles fans. It's the same way.
It's books and movies. I say that, and the next thing out of my mouth is the Ron Howard documentary about the traveling, the touring, the first touring of the Beatles from like 62 to 67.
It was really good.
Was excellent. And that's where I heard these songs. And I'm telling Tom this, trying to bond. And after 30 years, trying to bond. And he goes, well, you know that Lennon and McCartney just lucked out, and they were the greatest songwriters who ever lived. Probably. I can't argue with that. Mm-hmm. Probably, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the band, best drummer, best bass player, best guitar player, best...
Best drummer.
Ringo, yeah. Yeah.
But
he's good. I
he has
call
two
him
arms.
Best.
I mean, he's no...
He has two arms.
He's no Ginger Baker.
He's no Rick Allen, is what you're saying.
He's no Def Leppard drummer.
Rick does have only one arm.
The drummer from Def Leppard.
But then I said, Who is that? That's a great song.
Yeah. Who is that? Who sings that, Jason?
The Push Monkeys or something? Or
the Push Monkeys. That's exact. Ding, ding.
Push Monkeys have a great song.
Oh, I didn't know that was real.
Look up Push Monkeys.
We can look up Def Leppard's Only Got One On. Who sings that song? And I know that's not what it's called. I know it's
Push Monkeys?
Push Monkeys. They were on Sopranos.
They were the best songwriters.
So I tell Tom this, and he goes, it's just like if Rodgers had grown up next to Hammerstein or whatever, which, once again,
didn't they? That's Rodgers and Hammerstein.
In Tom's logic there, he's kind of right.
They were neighbors.
But so I shoot back to him. Mm-hmm. I go, well, it's just like the four of us when we started. We totally lucked out that the four of us were in a room
you
together.
You said that to him out loud?
Yeah. And he goes, and I go, we didn't really have a plan. It just kind of happened and organically formed, and I'm getting real excited because I'm looking back at our history and how great the Bob and Tom show has been. And he...
What did he say?
Totally dismissed it.
Why do you think he dismissed it?
I don't know. Like, I'm the Ringo, I guess? I don't know.
No, you're not the Ringo. That's for fucking sure.
Well, my point is, it was... You know,
I'll tell you why he dismissed it at the break.
No, it was like I was telling you...
Who is the fifth Beatle?
Pete Best was the original drummer, but he left and then had an aneurysm and died. But I think Lennon had him killed. But my point is, and then Billy Preston was also rumored to be the fifth Beatle because he plays organ on a couple of Beatles songs. So
what?
Anyway, what I've Got a Feeling is a Beatles song I never heard, and it's actually a mashup of two Beatles songs, and I love it. And If Tomorrow Never Knows is a Beatles song I didn't hear until Thank You, Mr. Ron Howard.
So. I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. Good night.
That's from the Beatles, right?
Right.
By only picking on me.
Is this Push Monkeys?
Oh, that's what this is. Well, that I would terrifying. Have never known that this was the same song.
Got one arm.
Yeah.
Who is this?
I'm going to wait and see if you guys can remember.
I want to say the Devil Booties, but that's not right.
I want to say it's the same guys that sing...
about boobies. Oh, their album, the big album is called Salute to Boobies. Am I right on that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
They have a couple of terrible-looking covers.
Right.
Some look good, some look bad. Bloodhound Gang.
Bloodhound Gang! Yes!
That's not at all. I thought those people... Drummer for Devil, I thought those are the people you called when you were called before you dig.
Yep.
No?
Anyway, I'm going to bring it down here and get it to the spot here.
Are we going to intro the show? Or
we're going to start the show here in a minute. Trust me on that, Vibs. That's going to happen.
The lyrics of this are crazy.
You should see Jess going crazy.
It's
only one arm.
How do you feel as the drummer from Def Leppard listening to this?
It's only got one arm.
What song is this they're sampling? Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. You are the only person that would know that.
Yeah, I know.
I'll find out. I'll find out at 3:30 this afternoon. Someone will tweet me.
Sure. Hey, dumbass.
Hi, welcome to the Chick McGee Show. Let's start the show, Vibs.
Let's do it.
We're 13 minutes in.
I'm Chick McGee. That's Jason Hofsetz on the controls. That's
no, don't do that.
He is. Without him, there would be no show.
No. Okay.
What does that mean?
No, I just it was it's a. You know what? You did perfect.
That's Jess Hooker.
That was my mental Tom Block that just came out. Uh-huh. And I'm sorry.
See? That's
and I'm
Jess.
Sorry.
This is a true foursome here. That's Jess being all girly.
Is that similar to a cock block?
Yeah, it's a dick block.
And that's Jeff Vibbert.
Hello, everyone.
That's a joke. I'm joking.
And that's jeffvibbert.com.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
If anyone has Chris Spangle's email, send that to Chris Spangle. Just that's
or
all you need to send him.
Text him.
Or text him.
This is a cover of a Bloodhound Gang.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's not
They've
right.
They've got a
Hard Off is the cover of it. Is what that's called. They also had this is one I think Chick was talking about. Show us your hits. Mm-hmm. Is that the one you recall?
No, Hooray for Boobies is one of them, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, well, I need to, Chris Stalter?
Don't look it up. Oh, God.
Chris Stalter.
Oh, yes, Hooray for Boobies.
Every single blonde on brunette post, he's the first That's one to it. Say JeffFibbert.com.
Yeah, attaboy, keep it up.
First.
So, Jason, you kind of know about it. Should I set this up first, or should I just play the video?
Do you have a story?
Yes.
Do you want to play it through here?
Yeah.
As Monday mornings go, I turn the corner and I look at Vibbert and I go, "We got a podcast today?" And he goes, "Hell yeah, I've got all kinds of shit scheduled for this podcast." And this must be something you were talking about earlier.
So I couldn't sleep last night and I got an email at about 12:08 and this guy sends me this and he goes, "Hey man, I thought you might like this." I'll set it up first. So you know how you can... In 2016, you can chat with women online through a webcam.
Okay.
So this guy paid...
Like FaceTime,
yeah. And you can text them, message them on the keyboard and say, "Hey, do this," and you can give them however much money. So this is from someone that listens to the podcast.
Oh, our podcast or yours?
Both.
Damn it.
Oh, Jeff. Yeah.
Oh. Stop it. Oh my god, that's Spanglish.
He paid her to say JeffFibbert.com. She's not naked in the video. There's a little nip slip, but she's just on top of a bed dry humping.
Saying, Jeff. And the implication is when she completes, she says JeffFibbert.com.
At the end, she says JeffFibbert.com. See, this is why I said, should I play this?
Well done, Jeff. Well done.
I like it.
Thank you. So that happened.
I wonder how far we are.
You thought it was someone.
I didn't know what it was.
How far are we from...
I hope I didn't step on it because I had to take my headphones off. I didn't want to...
I can play it again.
No,
on college game day.
Oh, having a giant Jeff Vibbert face.
JeffFibbert.com. JeffFibbert.com with a giant Jeff Vibbert face.
You know what?
Face.
That's what we need to do. Where will college game day be that you and I can drive there?
Probably like Michigan. I bet Michigan or Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when they play each other, it'll
be. Right. That's...
we have to go and drive and as early as we can get there
Saturday,
and camp out.
Saturday before Thanksgiving is when...
I'll go with you.
Ohio State and Michigan
I'll do
play.
It.
Because if you've seen the people that have like the Venmo where you can direct deposit money into people's accounts,
yeah.
They just hold up a sign that says
that, yeah.
What's his name? Hayes from the Wisconsin Badgers basketball team.
Nigel Hayes held up a sign like that.
He had
a sign that said "Poor college student."
How much money did he end up making? Oh, probably a lot.
He's still poor.
He's still poor.
No, he's not poor.
PayPal's the same way.
People that have loans on each of those, because he's from out of state. So think how much that would cost him, and he's not paying for.
Right.
Well, can't you do the same thing on PayPal as long as you have your email?
Yeah, it's different, but you can.
Well, thank you for that, Jeff.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
I figured no one would. But no, I tried to set it up.
But there's a nip slip, and over the nip slip is Spangle's face.
I don't think you needed to show us
the video. I got it.
Yeah.
I think that drove it home.
Yeah.
Don't tell me which one of our listeners sent that to you either. I don't want to know. So were you up for the rest of the night?
Yeah. But no, I was like, if you don't mind me asking, how much does that cost you to do that? And he's like, it cost me 20 coins. I go, how much is that? He's like, $2.
That's it?
$2 is it? Yeah, I thought it'd be like $20.
Well, shit, I could make that happen
right
50
now.
Times, maybe. Yeah. Yes. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm thinking of a whole marketing scheme.
See, you know why this is working? Because it's organic and it's fun.
Sure.
And it's just kind of happening and people are jumping on board. And
I know that was a lot. It was a lot to handle and it just kind of sprung it on you and I apologize, but...
It was appropriate.
You're
going
to have to tell people pornographic content now in the message.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, but she wasn't. Jeff. I don't think that was a real.
I don't like that noise.
Thing. No, yeah, it wasn't.
Unless I'm making that noise, I don't want to fucking hear it. And I don't know why I'm so angry about it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hear it.
This is a hard work.
I've got a couple guesses.
Why I'm so bad about it.
This is a hardworking girl.
God love her. She's there.
No,
and she's,
I'm not
she's,
hating on her.
She's
whatever.
An actress.
No.
She's an actress.
She is an actress. She needs to ask for more money, apparently.
Yeah, obviously, you know, she's faking.
Yeah.
Right? I mean.
The guy said it.
Maybe. You don't know.
Maybe Jeff Vibber is her trigger word.
The one thing I've learned is if think, if you can imagine it, it's happening.
Yeah.
I know, and that's bothersome.
The funny thing is.
I'm very old-fashioned in the love making area.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry.
No web coins and
no.
Lights off.
No, not lights off. Just like I like the love part.
Have you ever sat somewhere and thought and hoped aliens would come and take you?
Okay. So the funny part is the guy's like, yeah, it took
me. Ooh, yeah, let's do the funny part.
It took me 10 minutes to explain to this girl what JeffVibbert.com was. And so she'd do it.
See, now we don't have to cut it out. Yeah. See, now that's funny and warm, and that could have been on Lassie.
And if
that's fine.
If you listen, whenever she says JeffVibbert.com, she like laughs. She goes, JeffVibbert.com. Because she's like fake moaning. And, yeah.
I would love to have heard I'd love to heard his 10-minute description getting to the punchline of this is why.
So if I have enough money, not enough money, if I know the proper channels to navigate to get to this girl, I can have her say.
It's not just hail, her, it's anybody.
Hail to the Redskins when she acts like she's achieving orgasm.
If a girl did that, would that like do something for
hail
you?
Hail to
you
the Redskins? No, no. God, no. I'm the king of organic. You've got...
Of what? Of organic orgasms?
Anyone who's ever known me knows that I go after real and I smell fake like... plastic 100 feet away.
Not only could
I've been on the receiving end of someone who's faking constantly, and it's no fun.
Doesn't bode well for you.
It's a little fun, but yeah.
It's a little fun? Oh, because you know how stupid it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
So
not only could you get this girl to say hail to the Redskins, you could get her to shoot a ping pong ball out of her b-hole every time they score a touchdown. If you wanted to.
I'm taking it off. Oh, I'm taking off my headphones.
Here's my bigger question.
I got a question
back,
over here.
Back to Funnyville. I don't understand how this operates, but here's my guess. She's on this webcam, correct. And all these little bubbles are popping up of like, do this, do that, do that kind of thing, okay?
Oh!
Okay, so he pays a certain amount of money, so he has a little better access.
Right.
So there are other people watching this feed?
Correct.
Okay. So
how many people did you reach, you think?
I have no idea.
Imagine there's a Chick McGee or Jeff Vibbert fan out there watching this girl randomly.
Okay.
And all of a sudden she says JeffVibbert.com. Yeah. And he's like, I can't get rid of this guy.
ChickMcGee.com. That's available if you guys would like to give that a shot and say it.
Don't do anything that has to do with me. I don't want to be a part of this.
All right. Fair enough.
You're not a really big fan of other people having sexual pleasures.
No,
and you witnessing it.
No, I'm going to say I'm a fan of everyone.
Right.
Everyone enjoying themselves.
Puts everybody in a good mood.
Yeah, I, on the other hand, am I like a good game of one-on-one. I don't need any assistant.
Press?
No full court press.
Got it, full court press.
I don't even know what full court press means.
Offense, 5-on-1.
No, I don't like that at all.
You got to put man on man. Man, you can't play zone.
Oh no.
I played some zone in college, but other than that, that was it.
Too many holes in the zone.
No, I'm talking about zone like different places, like apartments, dorm rooms, and things like that.
Oh, I wish that's
that
what
was my
I meant.
Zone.
Okay.
No, but I just. No, I'm in favor of everyone enjoying themselves. I just don't enjoy myself watching someone else enjoy themselves.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want to be the witness to that.
Nope. But I support your right to make money, girl. Do your thing.
And just think, that's just one girl. How many of those are out there?
A lot.
Have
of
you
them.
Ever sat and thought how much money there is in the world?
I thought you were going to say in porn.
No, I mean, but you can become a.
There's women that do that and wear
functioning
Mexican wrestling
member
masks
of society,
so that people don't know who they are. You
conduct commerce from your home. You can contribute to society. Mm-hmm. You can become whoever.
Yeah.
You can go to Kroger's and buy your groceries, and people. I wonder where she gets money for groceries. Well, she's undressing herself and playing with herself on a camera and. Guys are sending their credit card number and saying JeffVibbert.com, and they get money That's.
I just.
Do you think in the?
I just want
to 1900. Where people,
have you seen the still pictures of like 1900?
This country was based on steel and the railroads and oil, and now it's based on bits and bytes and screen.
Right.
And
right.
There's someone listening to us right now.
That's doing porn?
No. I was going to get a little deeper than that.
Uh-oh, sorry.
There's someone listening to us right now where we, the four of us, are that person's best friend. They wait for this podcast.
Yeah.
They listen to this podcast. They hear everything we're saying. They get all the subtle nuances and the relationships between the four of us or the two of us.
That's good or bad.
Or the two of us 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 or the two of us. And that's all they have.
And they convince porn stars to say JeffEber.com on their
And they think it's funny and hilarious, and Jeff would enjoy it if I called this girl or however we contact this girl and go, when you arrive, if you have an orgasm, if you'd say JeffEber.com, that would make this little guy sitting on my right very happy.
And I'm so happy.
Is this the peak of your podcasting career?
This is it.
Your broadcast?
Yep.
And I, for one, would like to thank you for,
Do you have a peak? Do you
on
have
the podcast?
No, like podcast or broadcasting, your career in the last 40 years, which your anniversary was last week, 40 years in radio. Have you had a peak? Do you look back on something and say, this is my proudest moment? This has made all of this worth it.
No, not yet. And I think that's why I get up every morning.
Oh, that's.
Okay. I would like somehow, somewhere, in some way to be, you know what? I went off on this tangent in the studio the other morning about, I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I was just thinking, I was taking a piss before I walked in here. And I thought, I said, my I know what I'm doing speech. And I know I've said it like two or three, four or five times.
Mm-hmm.
I admire Jerry Lewis so much because he knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure, it's an idiot, and Dean Martin evidently is in charge. No.
Actually, that's not the case.
Jerry knew what he was doing. And Jerry walks on movie sets right now and goes, oh, see that? Yeah, I invented that.
Him and Marty Bender.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Marty Bender invented me.
Mm-hmm. He knew what you were before you did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Marty Bender said, go.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
go do it.
Yeah, go do it. And you know what? How I'm going to get this guy to keep doing it is if I tell him I'm not sure if he's got the job yet. And that's how he functions. And Marty didn't.
And he knew you would grow yourself.
Marty knew that. And Marty knew that I would do better the next day and the next day and the next day. And
yeah, he doesn't. I guess that's the beautiful part of Marty. And I don't know if anybody's ever said it out loud, is that he knows what it's going to be before it is.
Yep.
And
he knows what it can be before it is.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, we all have a Marty story except Jeff. Sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, well, this kind of comes to what you started off with the athletes. You know, what keeps them going? Well, maybe they hadn't hit their peak yet, so they keep going. I know there's more in me.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can be better. I haven't got to the peak. And but seeing how there's not many concussion probabilities here.
Right. What's your ideal? What's your ideal broadcasting scenario? I mean, I know you love the podcast, and I know you love the Bob and Tom show. But I guess if you could marry those somehow, I'm just curious if you could. What would your peak, at your peak, who is sitting around the microphones with you?
Honest to God, you four.
Where there's three of us.
I guess I'm talking about No, I give the listener the benefit of the doubt that they're intelligent and they are listening and they have sought us out. Mm-hmm. And that's why I like podcasts so much, is that someone downloaded this and...
You got this far.
And, right. Oh, that's intriguing. And you know the meaning of the word intriguing. And it's like, as I was taking a piss before I came in here, I told you this.
You hate the word piss. Stop
I'm saying just that. Saying that the things I thought were funny when I was 30, I don't think are funny at 58. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody thinks that same way. I think there's better stuff out there. I think there's funnier stuff out there. And it's engaging, compelling, honestly funny conversation. It's not about a woman's vagina or a man's penis. It's about...
Don't forget his ass.
Or a bowel movement.
And a collective asshole or a bowel movement.
There's fresher everybody stuff poops. Available.
Everybody poops, but everybody laughs. And
I love that book series, by the way.
It's a good book series.
It is. Do you have it?
No.
Everybody Poops?
I've just you know, read it. And, I've read it.
And I'd just like to thank you three in that I don't know what I had a really rough weekend, and you know this. Well, yep. And you know this because after I told you, but... Mm-hmm.
You canceled Steak and Booze with Jeff.
I canceled Steak and Booze with Jeff.
Alone. Friday, Jeff, we're leaving work, and Jeff's talking to Chick. He's like, so we'll be getting together 5-6 times this weekend?
Chick,
what was the
we'll
total?
See. We'll, zero.
Yeah, we'll say zero.
No, but it gets to, yeah, sometimes you have to have a meeting with yourself. And
for
you have
sure.
to go, look.
Look, self. Get your head out of my ass.
Get your head out of your own ass and go, yeah. You know what? You've got a decent life. You've got
it's not just decent.
No, I thank whatever higher power there is that I've had a career, in quotes. And even though I finished third in the Nouveau voting, I don't.
Oh, I didn't even know. Did you really?
Yeah. Who'd some guy I never even heard of, but
I'm not sure if you finished third. Did you?
I think I finished third.
I didn't see it. I looked at it this weekend.
Was it over?
Did I finish? Ninth? Was it ninth?
No. Oh, I mean, they only had the top three.
Who was third?
I can't remember, but you weren't on there.
Son of a.
Did Christy win hers?
Oh. I didn't see anyone from our station in there.
No kidding.
Because the thing is, Bob and Tom's national. And that's so localized. And
And those things that they were. And my apologies. There's a very
a Nouveau. It's Nouveau. It's
hip,
a local,
very hip. Weekly newspaper. If
some
you will.
Guy,
but it's very local.
Some guy named Lyles won for a podcast.
Good for him.
Yeah, great for him. And Smiley, who I publicly said I will beat his ass, but privately. I think he is doing a great job. Good luck, Smiley. You know what am I, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, cool. For sure.
No, but I've had a nice career and I've accidentally lucked into something that I'm naturally good at. And is this podcast supposed to have been going this way?
Yeah, no, I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I feel bad because I tainted the middle of it. If you just have a good the
beginning. With your dirty
the
end.
No. Yeah, we pulled it out
with
though.
Your dirty.
I love
porn.
The ups and downs.
Yeah.
The voting is here. Well, I already voted. I don't want to vote. I want to see
all
the
right.
results.
Arts and entertainment, best.
No,
best,
no. I'm pretty. Best. The one I looked at, I was third. It was some guy named Lyles, and then Smiley, and then me.
Oh, as in. In broadcasting personality?
That's
is that what the
yeah,
term was?
Yeah, or the morning show or radio personality?
No, I think
it was personality.
It was personality.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
I do not know who Lyles is. Never heard of him.
We need to have him on the podcast.
We need
if
to
he's
have
a fellow
him on the
podcaster, I invite him.
Let's chat him up.
I know our boy Oreo was best local hip-hop guy.
Yes!
Yeah.
Let's celebrate that.
Sean,
I love him.
You are my man. I love that kid.
Best local DJ. Is that it?
Maybe. Well, no. DJ
no,
is
he
more
was,
of a...
I don't think... I think he was personality.
Yeah.
Personality.
I'm a fucking personality,
no,
Jason.
You know what you were under? You were under best local Greek restaurant.
I'm sorry. What?
I do need to know what best local wings were, though, on the real.
Ale Emporium.
Ale
Emporium.
Yes!
It was Ale Emporium, followed by Scotty's Brewhouse and Chatham Tap.
Here's where I was... This weekend, the thought went through my head at 10 o'clock yesterday morning. I thought, oh, I'm gonna call Ale. I'm gonna order 2 pounds.
You were
of-
third.
Yay!
You were third.
Awesome.
My bad. I must have looked at DJ. My
I was
my
third,
apologies.
Right?
My apologies.
Okay.
I looked at DJ.
So
yes.
Who was
Johnny
number
Lyle.
One?
Smiley was two. Chick was three.
Who was number one? Johnny Lyles. Right?
Johnny Lyles. Yes.
And Johnny Lyles, what does he do? Do we know?
Props to internet radio. Johnny Lyles is killing it with his internet radio show.
Excellent.
Brother Beercast. It's called.
Wonderful. Yeah. Internet radio. That's
yeah,
incredible.
Good for him.
You can find him. You have to say brother twice. Brotherbrotherbeercast.com.
All
one
right.
Big word. Brotherbrotherbeercast.com.
Excellent.
We need to have a podcast Sorry festival that, in Indianapolis.
We do.
That'd be awesome.
Let's
we really
do,
do.
Let's do it. I don't think there's anything. There's not a lot of fun things that happen around the holidays in terms of like celebrating. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of festivals in the summer.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And everyone's looking for something to do indoors.
Mm-hmm.
Get away from their families for a while.
I'll ask my dad if we can rent out the stadium.
Yeah.
We get it for a rate on a Saturday afternoon.
I think we get friends and family.
We know they're not going to be using it in January.
Yeah.
Man, really? That is a mess. Anyway, what was it? Oh, so I had every intention of calling the ale, ordering 2 pounds of Hermanaki.
I always think it's a Hermanaki.
But about 11:15,
I think of Pee Wee Herman.
You know what? If I order Papa John's.
Oh.
If I order,
why would
I
you
can
even
get,
say that on this podcast?
Hang on. I can get a pizza, I can get wings, and I can get a couple of 2 liters of Diet Pepsi and not have to leave the house.
But it's from Papa John's.
Or see anybody.
You suck so hard.
Gotta go Giacomo's if you're going pizza.
Did you turn me
I almost wanted to.
You gotta go Giacomo's. You gotta go Ale Emporium. You gotta go.
You know what? I am Giacomo's right down to my socks, but.
You'd have driven there.
Are you?
You don't want to drive?
No. I didn't want to see
anybody. I would rather you get pork on a stick from your favorite Chinese restaurant.
Okay, Thursday.
Then order nasty ass Papa John's.
Thursday, you send him to Ale Emporium to pick up and then bring him here for
Hermanaki.
Can you do that?
Done. I have yet to have Hermanaki.
Oh, they're so good.
Oh, I had them last week.
I was at a wedding reception and somebody said Hermanaki and I was like, Jeff loves Hermanaki. No fucking idea who Jeff is.
It's this guy's name.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back with part two, and we're going to be drunker, or at least I'm going to be drunker, on the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One.
Hey!
It's Bob Schneider from King Kong. Thank you, Robert.
Oh, light on.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed the first half was going so well, and I didn't mention anything about the light. But I'm like, let's go light second half.
Welcome back to part two of the Chick McGee Show, brought to you by TrueCar on Podcast One. There's something about TrueCar a lot of people don't know. Shall I fill your head with
knowledge?
TrueCar can also help you buy a used car. In fact, there are over 500,000. And correct me if I'm wrong, but that seems like 500,000 pre-owned vehicles across the country. Whether you're looking to buy new or used, you can get upfront pricing information that empowers you to find discounts off the list price for used cars and get a better deal and a better buying experience through our TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, the TCDN. Just use the TrueCar website or the TrueCar app available on your smartphone. You can easily find the new or used car you want. With the TrueCar pricing curve, you'll see what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for. You don't have to have that meeting at the end of your driveway. Well, what'd you pay for that? Well, I paid a lot less. You know what a fair price is. You can feel confident at the end of your driveway. You can't put a price on that. You can get a guaranteed savings certificate from a TrueCar certified dealer. TrueCar users save an average of $3,279 off the MSRP. With over 11,000 TrueCar certified dealers nationwide, over 2 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users. Everyone else is doing it. What's your problem? When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar app to enjoy a better car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. That's TrueCar.com.
It's a good time to buy a car. Because
it's a buyer's market.
It's last year's models.
Yep.
They're trying to get rid of them so you can find a good deal. New ones are coming in.
October's where it's at.
Yeah,
absolutely. You need to buy another car. Like a sports car date night.
You're only down to one car, Jeff.
I'm a one car guy now. Yep.
Where did the truck go?
Sold it last night.
How'd it go?
Oh, it was
rough.
Basically, so I put the car on Craigslist,
okay.
And I got a call from a guy who was like, hey, can you send me... So I had like 25 pictures of the truck posted, pictures of it from every angle. He's like, can you send me a picture of like the underneath of it? I was like, sure. So I sent him three pictures of the axles and stuff. And he goes, okay, yeah, I'd love to buy it. And I go, okay, you want to meet tomorrow? And he goes, well, I kind of live in Denver, Colorado.
Oh.
I kind of live. In Denver,
I wish I kind of lived in Denver, Colorado.
You know, I've been to Denver.
It's very brown. Denver is very brown.
And all the air hangs.
Speaking of Denver.
Because of the Rocky Mountains.
Aunt Susie and Uncle Danny sold their cabin in Colorado.
No. Sold it?
Sold it. It's gone.
I've never even spent a night there.
We were going to go there.
It's gone.
Are they going to buy another one?
Nope, they're traveling.
Why are you so excited telling us this? We never.
Because they
to
were
go.
Excited. I'm excited for them.
What but are
they
we're do? Not.
Yeah.
We didn't get to go.
We can still
where
go
can
to
we
Colorado.
Hang out?
I don't know.
Does anybody know where the warehouse is?
Which warehouse?
It's like some music venue.
Oh, yeah, in Carmel, I believe.
What? Is it? Yeah, okay, because yeah. Uncle Danny texted me the other night and said, hey, I'm seeing
Jim Messina.
And I go, oh, really? No Loggins? And he goes, no, just Jim Messina.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did see that he was there.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's got to be a cool show because there was only like 150 people there.
Yeah, it's not real big.
Oh, cool.
House at Pooh Corner. Alone,
who?
I'd what? Like to hear
poo?
That.
Did you say poo corn?
You said poo corn.
Not like poop, like Winnie the Pooh. Did you see there's a new Pooh character?
No.
I what? Love Winnie the Pooh.
I hope he's high.
A new Pooh character.
Penguin.
Yep, definitely high.
Do you know why?
Penguins don't belong in a
voice. When Winnie the Pooh was written and the original Christopher Robin and the author was A.A. Milne.
Chick's working real hard after these vodkas to get all this out.
There was a penguin in a picture of A.A. Milne's son, and they incorporated it. Pooh is 90 years old.
It looks good.
Wow.
Still pantless after 90 yes. years.
Yeah, you'd think he'd get a pair of pants, right? No. Got his wang hanging out there. But, hey,
no, bears don't
Pooh.
Have you ever seen a bear wing?
Pooh. Oh, yeah.
You have?
Big.
No, I'm
big
looking.
Big as a bear.
Joan Osborne's going to be there.
I love her.
Wait, ho, ho. When is that?
The Sunday. And
Sunday.
That's a lobe. Penis. Judy Collins. Howard Jones. Remember Howard Jones?
Yeah, that's Tom Jones.
No.
Penis.
Nope, that's
Marty Stewart.
Marty Stewart.
He's country and western legend,
oh,
Marty Stewart.
Oh, my God. That's one of my best tweets of all times. Cracker Barrel. We were at a Cracker Barrel, and this lady next to me in the stall was taking a grumpy, and I said, and you know how they play country music in Cracker Barrel?
Right.
And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, she's singing Garth Brooks while she's taking a Marty Stewart.
Sorry. Oh,
good.
You know what?
I was really happy about it.
If I meet Marty
still
Stewart,
happy.
I'm not going to.
I'm not going to say that. I thought it was a joke. I'm sure he's very nice.
Your best tweet ever, I think, was the Chick-fil-A tweet. Was that?
That was a good tweet.
That was a great tweet.
That
the
was
Chick-fil-A
a tweet.
Target tweet.
That I said, yes. I said, I can give up Chick-fil-A nuggets, but I will never give up Target popcorn, and that's as political as I'm going to get.
I'm sorry, but that's why Target is so successful, is that damn popcorn. That stuff is.
A bear wiener looks very much like a boy wiener.
Yeah, it does.
Like a human wiener.
Wait a minute. Did you?
Google bear wiener?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that what you actually put in, or did you actually put the P word?
I put penis.
Okay.
You ever seen a shark dick?
Nope.
I have. Pretty big.
A what?
All right, next question.
A shark dick?
Yeah.
Look at this
no
bear.
One asked you a
question.
Is that but that's a dead bear, though, right?
And it's the balls and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
That bear's not
Are you going to bring up petals?
An amazing.
No, but I did see that. But look at this. Look at this girl polar bear checking out this boy polar bear.
Here's the thing. An amazing unit. Percentage of the animal kingdom does it doggy.
Yeah.
No, we're the only ones that do it. I was getting ready to say monastery.
Face missionary, face to face.
You nailed it, Jess. Oh, you nailed it.
That because it's fosters guilt is why.
What fosters guilt?
Face to face.
Face to face shouldn't foster guilt. It should foster love.
I bet you love her so much you still fuck face to face. Denzel Washington, Training Day.
Is that what he says?
Yeah. Because he's like, how long you been married, boy? And he's like,
I'm sorry.
Year.
Denzel Washington.
That's a kangaroo wing.
Should not.
Oh, no. I don't want
to.
Oh,
Denzel,
so
there's no way he should have won the. Holy shitballs. There's no way he should have won the Oscar for Training Day.
Right. It was a good movie.
Won, He should have won for Malcolm. There's no doubt about it. But
who beat him? Who beat him for Malcolm X? We talked about this on a podcast before.
What's his face from Scent of a Woman? Al Pacino.
Okay,
that's the thing. Yeah, it was a makeup call, like in the NFL.
Yep. Yeah, that happens.
You can take everything in normal life and circle it back around to the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Oh, absolutely. For sure.
Absolutely. Makeup calls.
I'm done. I can't look at this anymore.
Touchdowns, interceptions.
Kangaroo dick really ruined a lot of stuff for me now.
Erase.
It looks like
history.
The front end of an anteater.
It did. It looked like an anteater nose.
Are you guys happy with your penises?
Oh, yeah.
Are you happy with it?
Yeah. Remember earlier when I took Hoffy, my headphones
off? Hoffy, you're happy
with it? Yeah, I took my headphones off.
I'm happy with it. Yeah.
It's there and it works still. I'm pretty happy with it.
I mean, it's there when I call.
It's kind of like two things you need. Is it still there? Yep. Does it work? Yep. I'm pretty good with it.
So what happened? Like, I guess, I feel like if you take care of it, your girl thing still works for as long as you let it. I feel like if you neglect it, then it'll stop.
The girl thing is more of a passive. Would you agree?
What do you mean?
Passive aggressive?
It just does its own thing.
I think there's something physiologically that has to happen with a guy.
You have to be aroused?
Yeah, as opposed to a woman.
I have to be aroused. What? You're going to have to be more specific. It's the same thing.
Is it?
It's not?
Somebody back
kind of a use it or lose it? Is that where you're going with this?
I don't. That's the thing. I'm 35. I don't know.
I'm not trying to be.
Wait, you're telling me women aren't just ready to do it like that?
I think with age, there's a time frame.
I think
they should.
Gentlemen, there's a time frame. I think guys think that.
You think or guys?
No, no, no. I think.
I don't know if you should be speaking on behalf of your gender.
I'm going to try.
No, he's fine.
Do it.
I'm going to try. I think girls think it is a passive procedure.
What, on our end or yours?
On your end.
It's passive.
That you need to be present, and that's just about it.
I don't think so. You think we show up, and that's all we have to do? We don't have to think about the big sweaty guy on top of us.
No.
To reference Bob and Tom.
But I think there has to be a chemical process that goes.
Chemicals?
That a guy or.
Chloroform.
Okay. Can I. Help me, Jason.
Jason, help him.
I'm going to make it simple. It's more natural for us, less natural for them. Put it this way.
Natural.
I'm saying, there becomes a point, and from that point forward, call it when we're teenagers, for the next 40 years, we can have and do it at any time.
Unless you're TG.
No, we're ready to go and able and want at any time.
There's something women are more passive. Place for a woman to.
So you're saying there's
no, I'm going to take that back. There has to be something to take place for a man too.
Right.
You're saying there needs to be foreplay for a woman.
Right now,
is that what you're saying?
As I'm sitting here talking to you right now, I could not have sex.
You're a fucking liar.
Sitting here right now, I don't have an erection. Well, is my point.
With all of us in the room, that's good. I mean, sure.
Let's go around the room for erections.
I guarantee.
Chick, no. I'm a no. Jeff,
hard yes.
Okay, Vibbert always does the podcast with a boner. We all know it. We try to overlook it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, though?
No, because I'm still not getting there. I know that there's a good 3 or 4 minutes, and you'd be.
Well, yeah, that's my point,
though. Any guy. I'm not saying.
Right now.
Right now, in this moment.
Right now, you are capable of.
Intercourse. I could be.
Yeah, but I couldn't be.
So that makes me.
No, that doesn't make you anything. That makes that I'm.
That
trying.
Makes you inferior.
Oh, I think I see where he's going now.
You see where
can
I'm
you
going?
Guys help
yeah,
him?
I was completely.
Could you have sex right now, Jason? Could you have
not
sex
immediately,
right now?
But give me a minute and a half. Yeah,
see, that's what I'm saying. You guys could do it right now.
No, because he's flaccid. No, you gotta. There's gotta be some foreplay.
You just wanted to say flaccid.
You gotta work the nipples like some rotary
there's
phones.
There's no.
How you do it?
Oh yeah.
There's no nine. There's no flaccid. There's no limp with you.
No.
But there's
dry. But there's still. Yeah.
But there's not. Because if it's like if I look at you and you look at me and there's a then yeah, let's do the damn thing.
Bang. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Just that quick.
That quick. I'm that confident in my vagina that I know what can happen. Mentally, I can do what I need to do.
Giving you a thumbs up.
Good but you got to be there. You could easily go, no, I'm not into this at all. As a woman. I mean, if you're preoccupied with other things, because that's what happens.
I think I made my point.
But I think it's with – oh, so what you're saying is that I could be preoccupied and go, no, we're not doing this. But if I looked at you and said, we're doing this, you'd go, okay. That's the difference?
If you give me – what did you say? 90,
a minute and
90
a half.
Seconds?
A minute and a half.
Yeah, 90 seconds.
I just like saying minute and a half.
I think minute and a half's fair.
And that
a little
give
touch,
you
a little
minute,
something.
Give you a minute and a half, or give me a minute and a half with you.
Either way,
I'm confident
we're going to need 3 minutes.
No, and I yeah, we're going to need. Eight.
I'll give you the minute and a half up front.
Totally, like a minute. No, But I
so what's better, having a penis or a vagina?
Oh, jeez. I don't. They both have their challenges.
It can be a burden.
Which one?
Having a penis.
Curse.
Oh, that's the thing is that no one would ever know if I was aroused.
Right.
That's the difference.
But, visually, you can't just look. And
well, no. I mean, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're not going to know I'm aroused, are you?
Or would you? I don't know. Is this a middle school dance or are we just hanging out? That's where I felt my first wiener.
Hug me first.
Exactly. No? Do you remember your first boner?
My first boner?
Yeah.
That's a book.
Well, we got a name of the podcast now.
No, I had wet dreams.
Don't say that. God, I hate totally, you say that.
I totally 100% remember wet dreams. Do you, yeah.
Stop saying it.
I've Huffy, never...
I don't remember. It didn't become wet, but I remember very vividly the process of dreaming about it.
Spewing?
Yes.
Really?
No, I don't remember that. It didn't get that's to that point.
I think this.
I never had sex dreams until I was an adult.
On this
freshman
on
high
this
school.
Podcast, oh, I think no. The title is we've figured out the entire all the problems of the world right here.
Sex dreams.
I'm just saying.
You fix it?
I'm saying the vodka's really kicked in.
I don't know. Hey.
I want some Hamanaki wings. Or Hermanaki?
Herman.
But there are different Herman types, right?
Maybe. I just know. There's
are such
one.
Boys.
Hermanaki.
Penis, 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 penis.
Chicken wings. Or you take the chicken wing and you.
Don't be gross.
In some
another
ranch?
Thing that I don't enjoy, food and sex.
At
the same time.
Yeah, no. That's two different rooms.
Pastrami, mm-hmm. I found that to be the central of all meats.
Of all cured meats.
Of all cured meats. Yes. That's right.
I would say food and sex, same room. I eat in bed a lot, so I don't.
But you and your appetite and your metabolism are.
And sexual drive.
Off the chart.
Are all the same.
How you get anything else done? I have no idea.
Between eating and fucking. And I don't know how you do anything.
One time I ate a chocolate chip muffin in bed, and it wasn't until 5 hours later when I took a shower. I felt something on my back. It was a chocolate chip. I thought it was a mole. I rolled over on it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was pretty single at the time.
I was pretty single. A hard single. You guys have Halloween costumes? Have we talked about this?
Yes.
One. You do?
Yeah.
What is it? Are you not going to tell? Is it a secret? Are you doing it on your podcast, Jeff?
I'm doing the...
I am doing it.
JeffFibber.com.
On Wednesday?
I'm doing the hockey mask handing out candy.
Lame.
Here?
That is not lame.
So lame. Yeah,
this is my home. Where I come to play with
my
toys.
Where I come home. Which is the difference. That's why they, early on, I can't remember what was said on or off the podcast at this point.
Oh, yeah. There was a big break.
There was a big break. And then we talked a lot before. But this house is the You've only been here a few months, but this one feels like home more than any of them have been.
Yes.
So, and now that you said you're going to hand out candy, I believe
which
that,
I never have.
Which you never have.
Other than a couple of places I've lived.
Have you found out where they're going, when they're going to trick or treat in your neighborhood?
I don't. See, that's the big problem.
Halloween's on a Monday this year.
Yeah.
And I think everybody, they'll do it on Monday.
Saturday,
everybody
right?
says,
Saturday
but
usually.
I've heard Saturday is beggar's night is what I went by.
Got your beggars right here.
You pay me $50, I'll stay up and watch your house all night.
On Halloween?
Yeah.
That's a week
from
Saturday.
So the beggars don't TP it.
Oh, you're going to stay
I'll
up.
I'll sit outside.
I don't think anybody knows who lives here, actually, which is good.
That's probably,
But that doesn't matter. Beggars will just choose whatever house.
Are you going to have a beer cooler for grown-ups? I don't think you have a lot of kids in this neighborhood.
Well, and I'm like at the end of the...
yeah, you're at a circle. Yeah. I mean, kind of at a circle.
I live at the end of a cul-de-sac.
I live on the corner leading into a cul-de-sac.
You do?
Yeah.
I've heard of the word cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be included?
You're not in a cul-de-sac. I
live in an apartment. C-U-L-D-E.
Circle.
S-A-C.
When did that become a part of our language?
Yeah.
Cul-de-sac?
Not English.
Court. I remember court a lot when we were kids.
I live at the end of the court.
Yeah. The end of the court. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, three different words for the same thing.
I lived in a lot of apartments when I was a kid. And we would always, we lived across the street from the tennis courts. And we would go and we'd get a big group of kids and sit on the tennis net. And we would bounce it as hard as we could and the first kid to fall. And we'd see how many kids you'd get to fall off of the.
Wow.
And we'd just sit on it and bounce as hard as we could.
You ruined a lot of good games of tennis then.
All sides of it.
And maybe a few concussions in the process too.
Yeah, that's what we did, you know. My biggest injury to date was at the apartment complex. And when we were riding our bicycles, got my first 10-speed, losing my mind. And my asshole brother threw his nunchucks in my front spokes.
No.
Yes, you guys don't know this?
Yeah.
No.
No.
It's a famous
threw
story.
His nunchucks in my front spokes. They come all the way around, catch right there on the bar.
Instant break.
Instant break,
right.
And I just go right over the handlebars.
My God.
I had rocks in my bottom lip. Like, I just skid, and my bottom lip went all the way under my chin, and my mouth was full of blood and rocks and asphalt.
Two questions for you.
Yes.
First off, you said I was riding my bike in my asshole. I thought it was going to be
That's what I thought we were going at.
My asshole brother.
Number two, why did your brother have nunchucks?
Oh, because my brother was a big
Ninja
Turtle fan.
Oh, okay. Makes perfect sense.
Another reason why I don't like Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtle fan.
Never
and he'd hand, but we have video. We have a VHS when my brother was going from his. So I think you go from a white belt to a yellow belt. Does that sound right?
Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
God, I've seen this video.
And you have to spar with someone to go up to your thing. And and my brother's very passive anyway. And he was when he was that age,
just like your
and
moments,
he had
whichever.
And he had a fat face and a really hard lisp,
and he cried a lot
and he cried all the fucking time, and so they're just kind of sparring, you know, like throwing jabs or whatever they do, like a little bit of kick in the shin and whatever, and all of a sudden this kid comes up and just like whack and just pops my brother right in the face, immediate tears. Wipes his face like, you know, like a little kid does with his whole arm. And you could as his older sister, I was like, he's going to lose his fucking mind.
Because
I have kicked him in the face and he's beat the fucking shit out of me. And I was like, you're in trouble. But we have a video. And he just is crying and then just fucking loses his mind on this kid.
So, but he didn't follow proper.
No, he did not. He followed like, I'm going to pretend
fight.
Like he's you're been, my.
It turned became, yeah.
It yeah, turned it, into turned into, it turned into Street Fighter. Do you remember that game?
Oh, yeah. How old were you when the nunchucks and the.
It was right before I moved. I was right before I moved here, so I was in the fourth grade.
Oh my God.
I mean, right before I moved to New Pal, so I was in the fourth grade.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So I was in fourth grade. My brother was in second grade. And nunchucks.
Did he feel bad? I mean, it's second grade. Does he feel bad?
I think he felt bad when he got his ass whooped.
Yeah.
I remember because it was the perfect place where my mom could look out. We were on the second floor, and she could look out our apartment balcony, and she saw and heard me scream.
Oh.
And then my brother was, yeah. And you know that thing you do when you get a, like you hurt a sibling and you're like, I'll do anything. Oh, you're just
don't
like
tell
trying
mom,
to,
don't tell
yeah,
mom, don't tell
just
mom.
Just trying yeah. to barter. Yeah. It was kind of like that. But I was like, she know. But there's something that makes you feel better when you're like, oh, she already knows and you're in so much
trouble.
Oh,
this is my favorite story ever.
Which one?
Reggie came on the show one day. Reggie Miller and Cheryl Miller, right?
Yeah.
Brother and sister. And he told this story on the
Cheryl.
Air one morning.
Cheryl.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, Cheryl. Reggie says Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl had scored like, I don't know, 100 points in a game or
it was
something.
Like a, yeah, like 112.
When she played for USC or whatever, and Reggie was going to play for UCLA. But they had always played one-on-one in the back in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Is it just the two of them? Do you know?
Just
it was
the
just
two
of
them.
One on one.
Reggie versus Cheryl.
Two of us.
And I believe this because Reggie told me this. He said, and Cheryl put up a shot, and there was that day when I went up and pinned the shot against the backboard and swatted it away. And Cheryl looked at him and goes, "We ain't playing no more.
We're done. It's over." She's older than him?
She's, I'm going to say 2 years older.
Yeah, I was thinking two or three years older. Yeah.
Little.
Yeah. Does she coach now?
I don't know. The last time I heard about Cheryl,
she was doing an analyst
Fox
kind of
Sports or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
And you know, of all the athletes we've had on the show, I honestly miss Reggie Miller the most.
Oh yeah. If
he was the most
sincere,
the kindest, and
he was fun
and the most outgoing and.
Yeah.
The 30 for 30 with him is the best.
With
Miller
him
time
and
or whatever.
Reggie. Miller time against the Knicks or whatever.
Yeah. I just watched, I think they call it a magic moment, but it's like an hour.
Shaq and Penny,
just the whole, and it was about them, but it was also about the whole, the magic, getting the team,
lottery picks.
Oh, that was really good. I just watched that this weekend.
Yeah,
I'm trying to watch one a week. That's my goal now.
That's all they ask.
She
is the women's basketball coach at Cal State Los Angeles.
Oh, wow. Well, good for her.
No kidding. Huh. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Man, I just don't. Chick, help me with this. Again, this goes back to our
she's
point.
She's currently a sideline reporter for NBA games on TNT Sports, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's the motivation of, because you think about, like, I always think of, like, Coach Cower and some other people like that. I'm like, oh, he's going to go back at coaching. Why would you? I mean, coaching is a 11-and-a-half-month job.
Yep.
When you commenting once a week on stuff, you just keep up almost like you're a fan, and you do it for 4 or 5 months, you know. My point to Cheryl, man, why go back and have the headache? You got to recruit.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take care of kids. You know, they're essentially
you're competitive.
20,
competitive.
You know, it has to be.
Yeah.
In my little teeny tiny world, the only thing the Redskins could have done when they named Joe Gibbs coach again, when was that? Like 10 years ago?
2003, 2004?
Yeah, something like
that.
That's the only thing they could have done after what had happened
Spurrier.
To the team and Spurrier. And you know what? I don't know other than that competitive.
Do you think you could scout?
Could I scout football players? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something that has happened to me being older that I can. What did I tell you when I saw Max in that picture? That's a typical scouting report.
I know, but you're.
You know what? And I
you're
obviously.
You're a little biased.
I'm a little biased. But you can't teach lean. You can't teach speed. You can't teach instinct. Am I right?
Correct. No, for sure.
Yeah. Well, you watch a lot
you
of film.
Teach
that's
that.
A thing.
Also,
I watch a lot of
he
film.
He watches a lot of film.
And everything that Max lacks, he can be taught. That's the difference.
Exactly.
I guess. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Max has everything he needs to excel at another level. I don't know what he would do in college, but I know he's.
He thinks he's playing at Ohio State.
Well, that would be incredible.
Who knows?
No, but I can't tell you how many times I've looked at the Redskins and seen a player coming up and go, "Oh, he's going to be good." I did it with Dexter Manley. I did it with Don Warren. I did it with Gary Clark. I did it with Art Monk. And
have you guys seen the newest
Ryan
Sports
Kerrigan.
Illustrated?
I'm still talking.
No, sorry.
I did it with.
I know, but it's still about the Redskins. I'm trying to just...
Okay.
The new cover of Sports Illustrated says "Who Dak" instead of "Who Dat."
Yeah.
Who Dak? And I said that last night during the game. Max's head almost exploded. He was like, did you come up with that all by yourself? And I was like, no. Look in the bathroom. It's yes. on the Sports Illustrated.
You mean Dak Prescott?
Yeah. The Cowboys.
Is he for real?
Let me ask you something.
He for real?
Hang on, Jason.
He for real?
How dare you bring up a Dallas Cowboy while I'm talking Washington Redskins?
Oh, I'm so
they
sorry.
Kicked the Packers' ass.
You know what?
Lambeau.
They did.
Called it.
He's
you know
handsome.
What? Here's the thing.
Did you put money on it?
Maybe I told they were wearing
Caitlin's boyfriend to put money
like,
on it.
Like most things, like most
I don't
things,
spend my money that way, but I told someone else to bet.
Like most things that happened the way this thing happened, it was the perfect storm.
Maybe it was their Aaron stupid
Rodgers,
uniforms.
Aaron yeah, Rodgers had a horrible game. Jordy Nelson had a horrible game. And the
How
Cowboys.
You said, are they wearing khakis?
Cowboys are just being the Cowboys. I mean, can
we look back?
And Dax isn't stupid enough to know that he's not that good yet. You
and
wait
he's
and see.
Handsome.
You wait and
well,
see.
Can you imagine having Jason Witten to he's, throw to
no,
all the time?
Son of a bitch.
He's
don't
handsome.
Witten's probably the coolest cowboy
no,
ever, though.
That offensive line.
That offensive line. Yeah.
One more year left of it.
Help me out with this, Jeff. Last year, they had Brett Favre come back to Lambeau. Did they lose that game?
Thanksgiving against Bart Starr. I think the Packers won. It was against the Bears.
Favre was there last night, though,
that's
right?
What I was wondering. If Favre had all the energy and it took it out of Aaron Rodgers.
I want to say Chicago came back and won that. That was on Thanksgiving. It was the night game on Thanksgiving.
Who, Dak?
I think that's funny. That's very smart. I don't
Unfortunately,
know.
That's what it's going to come down to.
Did the Steelers win?
I think
no.
No.
Lost to Miami. Big Ben tore his meniscus.
Oh, the Redskins play in Dallas on Thanksgiving Day.
I know. Are you excited?
4:30.
What are you going
to
do?
You talk to me on that Friday, and we'll talk. Because here's the thing that no, here's the bud of the bud, the essence of everyone has discounted. Well, maybe they're starting to pay attention to the Redskins defense because it has been kind of shit for the past
three years. This is weird. We never see Chick get too cocky with the Redskins.
I'm telling you.
I'm
just
telling
you.
He is, and then they're going to lose on Sunday.
This coming Sunday?
Oh, is this the Cincinnati game?
No, it's Detroit. In Detroit.
No, that's we talked about going to the Detroit game.
Oh, that's right. Did we have someone on Twitter?
Did someone offer us tickets? I can get us tickets.
From where?
Oh, wait. You're going to Chicago. This
you're going to Chicago.
But we could go to Detroit.
That would be horrible to drive from Chicago to Detroit. How long would that take? 3 hours?
Is it a 1 o'clock game?
Mm-hmm.
I'm featuring.
Where?
Are you featuring?
Wait a minute. How are you going to watch?
No, we're not talking about it.
Okay.
So wait. You're going to see part of this weekend, though, right?
Four o'clock.
Oh, 4 o'clock
on Saturday.
Listen to this. Listen to this. This could be your weekend. Jimmy Pardo, 4 o'clock. Cubs game at 8.
Shut up. Is there a Cubs game at 8?
Yeah, at Wrigley.
And then drive over to the Redskins game in Detroit, and then come home Sunday.
You guys,
does that not sound like the most amazing 36 hours of your life?
If I could get tickets.
It would be so amazing for about the first 2 hours. And then the wheels would fall off and he'd be like, I want to go sleep. I need a room. Let's just go to the Hard Rock and get a room. I don't want to do this anymore.
Hard Rock? What?
I don't know. That was the first hotel that came to mind.
Is that a real hotel?
Yes.
The Hard Rock?
Yes.
I thought it was a restaurant.
In Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, okay. In Chicago, okay. It's a hotel too.
Okay.
No,
okay.
You know what? I would get a room at my buddy Brian Dorfman's. Hotel.
He's in Chicago.
Comedians up in it. Zane's in Chicago.
Okay.
Darn right.
Festival?
It wouldn't be that hard to do.
It would be fun. It would even be fun to go to a bar and watch the Cubs game in Chicago.
But here's the problem: going to the Cubs area when there's a game, I can't imagine. There's nowhere to park. If you do, I saw $100 for parking.
No. Parking is out of control.
If you
in
take
Chicago
Uber,
in
it's
the
probably
past
triple.
Couple years.
You know that's why Addie's name is Addison,
more
right?
More than triple.
Because of the...
because that's where Wrigley
Clark
Field
and
is.
Addison.
It's on Addison. Yeah.
Why didn't you name Max Clark?
I didn't name either one of my kids.
So oh, okay.
I didn't have a choice.
Okay.
I didn't.
That's great.
If it was up to me, it would have been Salvatore and Naomi. So it's probably a good
Salvatore!
Thing. So it's probably a good thing I didn't name them.
Well.
Sorry.
Yeah,
my sister's having a girl, if anybody was curious.
Oh, and what
did
is
you
this?
Have the party?
What yeah, we had
name?
The party.
Did you
reveal.
Get the cake?
And the baby in my baby niece's name. I'm gonna have a baby niece in November from my brother-in-law, and then I'm gonna have my brother and sister-in-law, and then I'm gonna have a baby niece from my little sister, my middle sister, in April. And My sister-in-law, my brother-in-law are keeping the secret, a name a secret, which I said, that's a good idea. And then my sister.
I think it's always a good idea. 100%
always a good idea. I agree. My sister revealed the gender and the name of the baby all on Saturday, which was also her birthday. Happy birthday, Jordan. And her baby's name is Nora James. Not Nora Jones, Nora James.
Nora James.
Nora James, J-A-Y-M-E-S.
Okay.
Her grandpa's name was James, yeah.
I was going to say, here comes a, there's a family tie-in here there somewhere.
There is, yeah. So they're firstborn, and he died recently, so they're doing that. But yeah, so I'm going to have two nieces, so.
And a third furry niece, also named Nora.
Yep. Yeah, actually, my first niece is Nora Jones. Yeah. That was my first niece. Please, first, my first niece.
Please consider.
Which I saw the. Did you see the sign at the end of Chick Street that the dog baptisms were this weekend?
No. Yeah, I missed it. I know. Okay, so this is.
This dog's going to hell. Okay, you know it is.
Straight to hell.
The place that I was going to go to, they had a Sunday 12:30 service.
She's
going to
be excommunicated.
And it was an hour long, and I go.
That's not that long.
Tom Brady was coming back from suspension at 1 o'clock against the. And I go, Tom Brady's coming back. Sorry, Nora, but you're going to have to go to hell if.
Oh.
It's called a DVR.
I don't have that
technology,
Jason. It's
not even called DVR
Jason.
Anymore.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Is it? I don't know.
Like, if there's a game at 1 I want to watch, dude. I don't start watching it till 2.
Caitlin
and
I
catch up at halftime?
Yeah. Caitlin and I could have totally posed as lesbian aunts and taken her and had her.
There's, could I want to be there for that?
I've tried the delay and watch it later, and I've never been able to.
Does she have a godfather?
Move it time wise.
What? No, you go through the commercials.
Then she has two godmothers.
I have too many announcements going on my phone that, Redskins just scored.
Yeah, you got to put the phone.
I took those off.
Yeah,
for that reason. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I hope my sister's made that announcement on Facebook.
That's fine.
You want to check it first?
Nope, too bad. I know.
That's why I was leaning
She
back.
Made me listen to the... Did I already tell you guys this? No, because this happened after Thursday's podcast. No, it didn't. It happened Wednesday. I already told you guys this, didn't I? Wednesday, I had to listen to the voicemail of the gender of the baby and then tell her and her husband that evening because they wanted to find out together. They didn't want one of them to listen to the voicemail.
You didn't tell us that.
Put it on speaker.
So. Yeah.
And they both hear it at the same time.
No, but they called and left it on her phone, and she was afraid she would listen to it, so she made me listen to it and then delete it.
Yeah. Okay.
And I even
so you have her code now to get into her phone?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
nice.
Yeah. So I don't know. I've never been in it yet. I'm excited. I don't know how to.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. I'm done.
What do you want me to put? Oh, Chick, you asked me about Push Monkey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that a real?
Darn right it is.
It's and where'd you hear it on Sopranos?
I will tell you immediately if this is the right song. That's not it. No.
Yeah.
No.
That, huh?
That's not it. No.
Push Monkey, but there's no space.
Well, let me see the album art.
Do you have it on your
that's
phone?
That's a hard.
I have it on
band.
My phone, but my phone's way in the other room.
Push.
It might as well be on another continent.
That's at some hard. They've barely been listened to.
Yes, that's
Sopranos.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's not it. Right?
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, I need
it's
to.
It's Caught My Mind.
Caught My Mind. That's it.
Is the name of the song?
Caught My Mind. Caught My Mind is the name of the song, and it's bad ass. Push Monkey.
It is now.
Oh, damn, there it is. Hold on. Here we
caught
go.
My Mind. This, as Hesh would say, this. Is a hit.
I need to go back and watch it again.
I knew I need to watch Sopranos. I'm with you.
I'll be darned. That is them.
That's the album art.
How funny.
This was on the 20th episode of Sopranos.
Oh, that's right in the heat. Ah, you know what it's got?
Come on, come on.
Jangly
come on.
Guitar.
I love it.
A jangly guitar.
That's what he loves.
If they come out with a group called Jangling Guitars,
he's in.
I'm following him around the country.
Wait, who sings this?
Push Monkey.
Let's keep it that way.
All right.
Oh!
Suck it, jackass. Motherfucker. Thanks for listening to the Chick McGee Show. I'm going to go drink more vodka and then fall asleep in front of my non-existent fireplace. That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff. This is Push Monkey.
I draw my mind and ran away with it. She caught my mind and ran away with it.
Good night, everybody!
Is your basement or garage full of old house paint that you know you'll never use? I know mine is. Avocado green, hot pink, antique white. That is a nice shade of white, though. You know, it's easy to recycle your leftover paint, stain, and varnish all over California. Most paint care drop-off locations are paint and hardware stores that take back leftover paint. Keep what you need and recycle the rest. Find a drop-off site near you at paintcare.org.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia state troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.